Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
From the Kendrick Brothers, creators of War Room and Fireproof, comes LifeMark.
Always wondered if my biological parents think about me.
Inspired by a true story.
Imagine how scared she must have been. And then the decision to place you for adoption.
Is that your birth mom?
She wants to meet.
Really?
Yeah. She loved you, and I'm so glad that she made the choice that she did.
LifeMark, starring Kirk Cameron and Alex Kendrick. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13. Only in theaters beginning September 9th. For tickets, go to LifeMarkMovie.com.
News about your wellness with Dr. Douglas Howard, exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio. Proudly powered by the fruits and veggies of Balance of Nature.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. We'd like to take a check of health and wellness issues, headlines as they pop up in terms of addressing your overall health. And as we continue to come out of pandemic and as we continue to try to get life back to normal, I want to continue to drive home the importance of what the powering factors of this segment have done to my life. Fruits and veggies by Balance of Nature have kept me well for now, going on about 7 years. I haven't had a single outbreak of bronchitis, and I am just remarkably thankful for the impact that they have made on my overall health all the way around. Doc Howard is back with us. Dr. Douglas Howard is the innovator and the originator of Balance of Nature, and he did all the research to put together the 31 fruits and veggies that you get in three little capsules of each. You get 10 servings of those 31 fruits and veggies on any given day. Hey, Doc, I don't know if anybody's noticed, but, you know, because the pandemic and the lockdown and everything else, we've been fairly distracted. But in the last year, in fact, I would say it's been almost impossible to find a major Burger King ad, Dunkin' Donuts ad. Not that these are foods that we would ever recommend anyway, but everything that normally advertises some sort of meat patty. So if it's a hamburger, if it's a sausage biscuit in the morning or whatever, the new thing is they call it the impossible this, the impossible this, the impossible that, made of the impossible sausage patty, the impossible burger.
The impossible meat.
And they say it's 100% plant-based. And even today, there's a headline in Healthline.com, plant-based butter. Is it healthy, nutrition, and how it compares? So they do this whole, like, debrief on that. But in the evolution of the plant-based food.
Do you know what we used to call plant-based butter?
Tell me.
Margarine. Now, is that healthy for you? They're just renaming it. Did you know when margarine first came out, it was white, and they couldn't sell it? And so then they started, you used to get a little packet of yellow dye with your margarine. And at home, then you'd have to mix that yellow dye into the white margarine just so people would eat it.
But that was really plant-based fats?
Yeah, that's what it is. It's plant-based fats.
Wow.
It's hydrolyzed and you know, it's what you do to it. You know,
right.
Here's another one. Here's a good one. Cardboard is plant-based.
I don't want to eat any of that.
You want to eat a cardboard sandwich?
No. So the in terms of the impossible stuff that we hear about, and I even think they have like an impossible hot dog and stuff like that that's out there. But you've seen this same thread, I'm sure. What are your thoughts about, are they doing anything more nutritious by giving you a plant-based burger than they are the beef burger?
Okay, let me say something here. I'm not picking on any individual restaurant.
Yeah.
But this burger was developed in Silicon Valley. It was. It was developed in Silicon Valley. I don't know about
3D printers.
That's where it was developed. Now, it doesn't sound like a real farm product to me. No, let's go back to the purity. That is so important. Is I don't care really so much if it's plant-based or not anymore. I can extract chemicals out of an apple that will kill you, but it's plant-based. And so this is more political than anything else that's coming
sure.
in this with the green deals and all of this stuff. You know, oh, we got to get rid of farting cows. And, oh, can I say that on the radio?
You're fine. Well, you know, part of the reason that this caught my attention was because, you know, I've had that issue with some sludge in my gallbladder and some other things. And so I've been watching fats very carefully. And yes. when I looked into these, I thought, well, plant versus regular, what's the difference? And then the fat factor is even worse in the plant version of the burger patty than the actual beef patty. Like, just give me a nice lean steak that's cooked cleanly with just some salt and pepper. That's way better than any of this other stuff.
At that point, I would agree with you. Here's the problem, too. And this is what I explained. The more processed something is, the worse it is for your body.
Gotcha.
Just pure and simple. And what they've done with this plant-based word is they can just extract it from plants instead, which doesn't make it healthy. And so plant-based, quote-unquote, also only means that it's based on that. It doesn't mean everything in there is plant. It's just the base is plant. Now we can put whatever chemicals we want into it and taste additives. And, you know, one of the natural flavors, did you know it comes from a little gland at the butt of a beaver?
That's okay.
That's true. This is natural flavor. I think it's strawberry or something. I can't tell you exactly. But you're eating anal gland fluids from a beaver. So is it natural? Sure, it's natural. But I don't, you know what? I don't know if I can say this on radio, but I've always wondered who figured that out.
I don't.
Who figured out that tasted like strawberry?
I want to ask the same thing of an oyster. Who figured out you could crack that thing open and get something good out of it? Like, I would have just thrown it like a rock.
Somebody starving on an island who watched a seagull.
I guess so. Well, the interesting thing about that is that I do think it's political, and I do think that they're trying to mess with people, and they're trying to say, hey, this is going to be really healthy if you do this, and in reality, it's not any healthier at all. And again, The theme of this segment for many, many years now has been, you know, we're trying to point you in the optimum direction, the best thing possible, not just something that's a little bit better than the worst thing possible.
And I've got to bring you back full circle because all of this stuff I said. But sometimes we have to process things. It's how it's processed is the number one thing. You might have two powders sitting there, and they're processed completely different. One or three. One's with a chemical extraction. One's with hot air and cooking and light and heat. And another one is done in a cold, dark vacuum, which preserves all of the nutrients, all of them there, keeps them all together, just like Mother Nature or God or whatever you want to say, put it together in the first place to protect our body. All of those others are killing off important. You can't kill them. They're not alive, but are destroying natural chemicals that should have been there, or they're adding other chemicals because they destroyed other stuff when they put it in there. And the thing with Balance of Nature is it has 100% whole fruits and vegetables, no added chemicals, no added processes, done in a cold, dark vacuum process.
Yeah, and that is such an important point to drive home. Dr. Howard, thanks for being with us. Total Wellness with Dr. Douglas Howard here on Kevin McCullough Radio. We're coming right back from New York, 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Kevin McCullough coming back. Don't go away.